In Rest for the Heart this week, we're going to be thinking about friendship, its quality, what it means, God wanting to draw us into a close friendship, the privileges of friendship. The word confide is used quite a bit. People only confide with close friends, don't they? Listen to what God says. Download this if you can. Listen many times. This is the relationship God wants you in with Him. This is how He loves you. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for times of difficulty. A dear friend will love you no matter what, and a family sticks together through all kinds of trouble. The man of too many friends, chosen indiscriminately, will be broken in pieces and come to ruin. But there is a true loving friend who is reliable and sticks closer than a brother. Some friendships don't last for long, but there is one loving friend who is joined to your heart. Inside the tent of meeting, the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you. I no longer call you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servants. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. Friendship with God is reserved for those who reverence Him. With them alone He shares the secrets of His promises. The Lord confides in those who fear Him. He makes His covenant known to them. There's a private place reserved for the lovers of God, where they sit near Him and receive the revelation secrets of His promises. that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. Thank God for this wonderful friendship that Jesus is calling you and me into.